My name is Paula Ann Solis, and I am the Cops and Courts reporter for the Juneau Empire.
So let's start with the key people in the story. Who is Thomas Jack Jr.?
Thomas Jack Jr. was born in Juneau, from what I understand from court records. However, moved to Hoonah, where a lot of his family lives, and has lived there most of his life. And along with his wife, a couple years back, took on two foster kids in the area.
And why was he in court?
He was convicted for sex abuse of a minor for his oldest foster child.
And so what specifically was he accused of doing?
According to court documents, he was sexually active with his eldest foster child, where she recounts incidents of what appeared to be a relationship, meeting in areas of their home for makeout sessions. That's me paraphrasing. And him showing her affection that is not the type of affection a father should show. Him revealing genitalia to her and doing other types of inappropriate activity with her. At one point, his wife, according to court documents, grew concerned about because she realized that they had a more intimate relationship than was appropriate. And she was the one that reached out to the Office of Children's Services to do something.
And what were the actual charges that he was convicted of?
I believe it was 4 counts of sex abuse of a minor in the first degree and 2 counts of sex abuse of a minor in the second degree.
And these are all felony counts?
Yes, all felonies.
And who is Mary Cheska Hoagie?
Mary Cheska Hoagie is a Juneau resident who started a relationship with a man when she met him, was a registered sex offender, and they had 2 children together here in Juneau. And she was recently sentenced to 30 months in prison for child endangerment because she left those 2 children in the care of a sex offender who went on to create child pornography with them. And her inability to protect them from that situation is what led her to facing child endangerment charges. Okay.
And we all know Kathy Munoz is the Republican legislator that represents Juneau's Mendenhall Valley in the Alaska House of Representatives. So how do these 3 people's lives intersect?
Representative Kathy Munoz attends the same church that Mary Cheska Hoagie attended with her children, Holy Trinity Episcopal Church, and through their fellowship became friends.
And with Thomas Jack Jr.?
Representative Kathy Munoz's husband, Juan Munoz, is in the same Thunderbird Eagle clan as Thomas Jack Jr. And so she knows him through his Hoonah family. And she's told me that she knows him more specifically through Thomas Jack Jr.'s sister-in-law.
And so how does Representative Munoz have anything to do with Thomas Jack Jr.'s sentencing and Mary Cheska Hoagie's sentencing?
During the sentencing process for each of these defendants' case, as is common with any sentencing, the attorneys will ask for letters of promoting the goodwill of their defendants and their character. And Representative Munoz volunteered herself to be one of those character witnesses for both of these defendants. First for Mary Cheska Hoagie, then for Thomas Jack Jr.
And what was she asking for, and to whom was she asking?
With Mary Cheska Hoagie, Kathy Munoz's letter did not necessarily ask for anything specifically. It was just a, I know this person. She regularly attends church. I'm very impressed with her dedication. Consider that in your sentencing, is what she was asking of, I believe that was Judge Trevor Stevens. And so that's all that was. And then with her friend Thomas Jack Jr., her letter was a little longer, a little bit more specific. She seems, it would appear through the letters, to have, she has a better relationship through the letters anyway, it appears. She was asking that the judge consider the length that is currently being proposed for Thomas Jack Jr., which would be 40 years, which actually 50 years, 10 suspended, 40 years would actually be served, saying this is clearly too much coming out of this long reform on crime that the state has recently seen. We know that there are other ways to reform prisoners instead of just sending them to prison for a very long time. That's a summary of what she was telling Judge Philip Hallenberg.
And what was Representative Kathy Munoz's explanation for this when you talked to her about it?
Her first explanation was that she was a private citizen when she wrote these letters, therefore kind of didn't need to explain herself. When pressed for more comment, she said she was a good friend of both of these and actually told me, as I reported in the Juno Empire article, that she did not recall writing a formal letter for Mary Cheska Hoagie, that if she did do that, it was by mistake, and that she did not write either of those letters on her formal house stationery. However, she did, and that was for the Mary Cheska Hoagie letter. She said if she did do that again, it was by mistake. So she mentioned doing these things just as a friend, as a private citizen, as someone concerned for people she cares about.
So aside from this awkward association between a politician and convicted child abusers, there's sort of a good governance or separation of powers issue in play here too, right?
Right. I've spoken with one representative. I reached out to several, but speaking to one representative, the concern is that you can't separate your name from your title. And when you say this is something that I would like you to consider, it comes with a little bit more authority when there's a representative before your title, and that's something that perhaps others should consider before intervening in these types of court proceedings, which Kathy Munoz would say, or at least she's told me, that she's not intervening and that this is a part in the process when it's legally appropriate to say something, because she's not testifying to his guilt or innocence, rather just the end process, the sentencing phase.
Since the story is published, have there been any other developments?
Representative Munoz has sent us a letter saying more or less, and this is something that will be published in the Juno Empire, I believe, later this week, that she feels for victims and was not attempting to intervene. Again, standing firm on that. You know, just a lot of people commenting. We've had victims of sexual assault talking about how it feels to have someone who represents the state standing behind people who are connected to such cases.
Have you had a sense of the public reaction, if it's, you know, kind of a mixed bag, or is it very one-sided?
It's a mixed bag. It seems more at this point from what I've read so far to be shock. But again, this is all public information that was retrieved through the court system. Anyone can go down to the clerk's office and pick this information up. It's just not something that is publicized usually. People are surprised to see that a representative for the state is sending these types of letters out. However, that's not uncommon. Again, you know, we have leaders in communities that do this all the time, but representatives, that's something I haven't seen myself in covering court cases. And then the negative response is people are saying, or I've seen some people mention that this is an attempt to highlight something negative that people from the Republican Party are doing. That's just an interesting comment I've seen from a couple different people. And of course, I reached out to people on both sides of the aisle to talk about this issue.
This would be a story whether it was an election year or not, though. Right?
Yes, definitely.
Okay. Is there anything else you'd like to add before we wrap up?
I think the story is not about Representative Kathy Munoz. It's about a victim and a very long trial. This victim was 11 years old when they were raped, and they're now 19. It's a very long time, I would say, to not have resolution. And I found it interesting as a reporter to see 1% of a town coming behind the defendant. I'm sure there were a lot of people in the town of Puna that I called wanting to reach out for comment, because it's a small community. I'm sure a lot of people have heard this story there and they know what's going on. They have the details I don't have. I would have loved to have had those details. Very few people were willing to talk. But 1% of a town is a lot to me. That's why I mentioned it in the story. You know, from where I'm from, Houston, Texas, if I got 1% of a town to represent me, that'd be 20,000 people. So 1%'s a lot. And it seems interesting in this state that suffers from a lot of a high rate of rape to get that much support.
Okay. You can read Paula Ann Solis's full story about this in Sunday's Juno Empire and online at junoempire.com. Thanks for stopping by, Paula.
Thank you.